Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Thank you, Michael, and everybody, welcome again to the Good Neighbor Podcast. My name is Bob Lacey, and my job here today is to get you familiar with good neighbors. And by good neighbors, what we really mean is businesses that are good neighbors in their community. It's been a fun episode in the last recent few days. We've been talking to some businesses that are related to homes and sport. But today, it's Women's Day. We're coming up on March, which will be Women's Month. But we're going to kick it off and get this episode recorded with a real woman of beauty. And I mean that. Welcome to the stage. This is Dia Karmatopoulos, and she is obviously a Greek woman who is a celebrity makeup artist. Welcome to the program, Dia.
Hey, Bob. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Very good. Dia and I became familiar with each other, not that I'm a celebrity, but or not that I need makeup, but she's in the southeastern Pennsylvania area, and a celebrity makeup artist, when you hear that, you wonder, boy, what does that mean? Because every woman we know is somewhat of a makeup artist of herself and right. Maybe her daughters or her friends. But Dia, you've made it a profession. And I think we do have to kind of start with an understanding of how you got here. Not just that all women aren't makeup artists in a way, but to be a makeup artist of celebrities. How did it begin and where is it today?
You know, it was a long process. I can't say I was one of the lucky ones that just jumped right in. I've always wanted to be a makeup artist since I was a little girl. And I recently found a journal from when I was 8 years old. And it said, I'd love to be a makeup artist when I grow up, if I'm allowed. Because I come from a very strict Greek family, right? I went to school. I went to Marple Newtown, grew up in Upper Darby, then switched over to Broomall. And I knew throughout high school that I didn't want to go to school for anything other than makeup. But I did what my parents wanted me to do. I applied to colleges. I got into Drexel for psychology. And then right before orientation, I was like, it's either now or never, you know? And I was like, Mom, you need to sit down for this because I need to talk to you. And I said to her, you know, I will go if you really want me to go. But my heart, my passion is in the beauty industry. And it was a lot for her to process, you know, but she accepted it. And I said to her, you know, I'll make you proud. And I get where she was coming from because it's a different generation. I'm first generation Greek, born from all my ancestors born in America. So I went to Jean Madeleine, went to school for aesthetics, graduated top of my class, and then got a job with MAC Cosmetics right afterwards. And I didn't know where it was going to take me from there, but I just remember walking by MAC when I was younger, being like, that would be really cool to work there.
Well, you're working professionally now as a makeup artist for celebrities.
Yes.
Before we get to that conversation, because that is really interesting, I can't wait to hear some celebrities we might know. But mm-hmm. Tell me, is there anything in between? Because there's probably a lot of friends and neighbors that need help. And then there's, you know, the ability to even go and do mobile consulting to women at home as a business. In your line of work, are you mm-hmm. only helping celebrities or did you start helping celebrities from the beginning?
No. I work on everybody. I've worked with some amazing people. I have people come to the studio here in Broomall. I go on location as well. Bridal, events, Sweet 16s, just you name it, I do it, right? But I got into the celebrity aspect through MAC. Working at MAC, I got a connection to work for Lady Gaga over at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, which is really cool. Yep, I got to work with Stevie Boy and Zombie Boy, which was really cool. Very nervous, but it was just this rush, you know? And then from there, I got a connection to work for Adolfo Sanchez, who is, you've probably seen him on Netflix, Next in Fashion. He's a designer for gowns on the red carpet. So that was really cool. And then from there, you meet people, you meet models, you just kind of get your way in there. And as cool as it is, there's nothing that explains, you know, being back home, working on clients who are, let's say, cancer survivors. And I have this one story with this phenomenal woman who came to me, and she was wearing, you know, her hat, and you could tell that she was just in recovery, or you could just tell something was going on. And she was kind of quiet. And I'm like, hey, like, let's do this. You know, what questions do you have for me? Let's just have fun. Right. And I did her makeup. I filled in her brows, and she took her hat off and said it's the first time that she's taken her hat off in public from when she was diagnosed.
How wonderful. So makeup artistry is not just to make pretty women more beautiful. It's to really help women and men now feel better about their own personal appearance. I can't think of another profession that would be hitting home so close. I mean, you know, hey, we all want to get that certain car wash that does our car nice, or we all want to, you know, go to that same tailor that made me that last great suit. But boy, if you're a makeup artist and you have successfully treated someone's issues of their skin or their hair or their eyes, and then made them look the way they want to look, that's really rewarding, because not only in cases where they have been feeling low self-esteem about their looks, but to know that they're going out in public and shining, they're wearing kind of their own brand and your brand at the same time. So right. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about your business, if we will. Okay. Tell me, the name of your business is an unusual name. It's Kaloni. It's Kaloni. It's K-A-L-L-O-N-I. But there's another part of it. And I think the other part of it, because it ends in D-I-A, it's Kaloni by yourself. Tell me your Greek name, your full name, Dia.
Yes. So I'll say it in Greek first, because that's, it's Archondia. And my full name is Archondia Katerina Karamitopoulos, which is Archondia, named after my grandmother. So growing up, I was shy with my name. You know, Archondia doesn't sound the same as Arhodia, you know?
Right.
So I always went by Dia.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a number of names there, and I think that you're married too. So does that add another name on it as well? So give me the whole thing and go slow so our listeners can hear the full name.
Okay, it's Archondia Katerina Karamitopoulou Yantzou. So with the ending of the feminine, the masculine, it's a Archondia Katerina Karamitopoulos Yantzous. Yes. And it sounds like a full run-on sentence, which needs a comma or a period somewhere. So I just go by Dia. But naming my business, I wanted to honor my grandmother's name because I hid away from it growing up. And I said, what better way than to honor it in my business? And I sat down with my mom one day and I'm like, listen, I want to put a name to my business. I don't want to just be makeup Dia. And I said, my mom speaks ancient Greek. And I said to her, just give me a word that's unique, something that I won't get bored of. And she was like, well, Kaloni means beauty, you know, and in Greek it's Kaloni. So I said, that's perfect. Like the moment she said it, it hit me. I'm like, this, I like it. It's done. That's it. So I named it Kaloni by Archondia.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. And thanks. I did go to your website and I saw the logo, and it really is it's special, because your skills are special, and certainly the pictures of in your portfolio, you're making women look special, even men look special. I saw a man's face in your portfolio who I recognized here from the Philadelphia area, known I think nationally now as a talk show host on CNN. Was that Michael Shmerkanish that I saw in your portfolio?
Yep.
Is he a Michael. Client of yours?
Oh, he wow. is. So I yeah. am, he has his podcast. He works for CNN on Saturdays, and the studio is through video link. And I head over there and I work with him. I was very nervous in the beginning, but he's so down to earth. He's really cool. He's a great guy. Yeah.
Everybody enjoyed him as a Philadelphia talk show host for many years.
Yeah.
We're talking to Dia, and it's, I'm not going to give you all of it, but it's Dia Karamitopoulos Yantzous. Mm-hmm. And she's a beautiful Greek woman who you can't see because our podcast is really mostly recording, but I have, I'm looking at her, and you should look at her on her website. I have to tell you, idea. On your website, I saw you on the cover of a well-known magazine here in our Philadelphia area called Philadelphia Suburban Life. On the cover. Wow. That was something else. Tell us that story a bit.
Yeah, that was cool. So it started, I have to say, through Philadelphia Style Magazine, where the lady reached out to me and she was like, hey, we want to showcase you as a dynamic woman in our article, September issue of last year, 2023. And I was like, I guess. I said, are you sure? You know, I'm just a local business in Broomall. I don't know if I deserve to be on there. She's like, yes, yes. You know, so here I had this really cool interview and photo shoot with Philly Style. So I'm one of their clients as well. Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Thank you so much. And then through there, I got a phone call from somebody and they're like, hey, we're with Suburban Life Mag. And we'd love to see if you're interested in being featured in the magazine. And if you want on the cover. And I'm like, where is this coming from? So I was like, this is cool. Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm always behind the scenes. I'm more comfortable behind the scenes. I like just doing, you know, my job and standing on the corner and just during cut and stuff, just touching up. But it was different to be on the other side of the spectrum.
Well, that was nice. And I'm glad that they did that for you. We got to know you better. I think a lot of people in Philadelphia got to know you. And Philadelphia, a lot of people don't realize we're here in the East Coast, and Philadelphia is probably now about the seventh largest city or eighth, but it's still about the third largest media market. It's a big metro media market with big sports teams and a lot of celebrities that are here. We're talking to a makeup artist of celebrities, but one that will also be able to help you.
And sure.
Dia, if someone wanted to see your website, I know they don't have to spell that long phrase out, but the Kaloni is the Greek word, K-A-L-L-O-N-I, but you add the word glow after that. So if anyone would like to visit Dia's website, it's KaloniGlow.com, but Kaloni with a K-A-L-L-O-N-I. glow.com. And it's a beautiful website. You'll be able to contact Dia there by email. I'm sure your email's on the website, right? Or is there,
yes.
Or is there contact? Right. And Dia, I do want to kind of come to a close here, but I want to like do both sides of the spectrum. Share with us a couple of names, more names of people who you've met, whose makeup that you've worked on, whether they were TV or movie or politics, drop some names and then bring it back home for us who are not celebrities, whether or not you could help local folks in the southeastern Pennsylvania area, whether you'd come to them or they would come to you. And if so, where and how. So first, start with the stars. Have you met any other stars, worked with any stars, any movies recently?
Yes, actually pretty cool. I worked for a movie recently that was directed by Micah Kahn. It's called Zombie Wedding, written by Greg D'Alessandro, which was, it started as a play in 2015, and then they brought it to the screen. So I got an opportunity through two friends that I worked at Mac with, Jen and Jessica Ford. So it was pretty crazy. I walked in, they're like, you're going to work on Heather and Matarazzo. And I was like, what? Like, I used to watch her in Princess Diaries growing up. She's from Hostel, Devil's Advocate, Scream. Like, I was just like, oh my gosh, I was so nervous. And I worked on her. I worked on Seth Gilliam from Walking Dead, The Wire, Teen Wolf, Courage Under Fire, I think. Sherry O'Terry was part of the on set, which she was really sweet. She's from Saturday Night Live, known with that funny skit with Will Ferrell. Vincent Pastor from Sopranos, Christina Alabado from Disney, and Kevin Chamberlain. I worked on him, and I was nervous to work on him as well, because I remember being like, okay, this is Bartram from Disney Channel. Like, how do I work on him? You know? But Siobhan Fallon Hogan was somebody I really connected with, working on her. She's from Forrest Gump, Men in Black, Fools Rush In. And she actually has a new show out on, I want to say it's Amazon or Netflix, called Shelter in Solitude. She just got Best Actress for Boston International Film Festival 2023. So that's amazing to see. Like, she was so fantastic. She just talked to me like a mom, and I was nervous. And she was like, honey, it's okay. So right when they called cut, we'd make eye contact and I'd run up and I'd like touch her up. I'd touch Kevin up. And I mean, so it was really cool just working with all these celebrities that I saw growing up. But again, cool, fun, exciting. But it doesn't bring the feeling that I have when I'm working on somebody who, you know, I see make their day, somebody who has low self-esteem. And I've been there. I have been there where I don't feel good about myself. There's times that I'm like, hey, I just need to work on myself internally, externally. So from the fact that I was going to go to Drexel for psychology, I love talking to my clients and making them feel comfortable. You know, you don't have to be a celebrity for me to work with you. I see myself as a Greek mom, right? I have two little ones. I have a 9-year-old Lena Valentina and a 5-year-old Yanni Yorgios, named after both grandfathers. And I see myself as a mom first. I'm mom first, makeup artist next. If I have the opportunity to work on a movie or fashion week, cool, that's great. But nothing makes me feel happier than a local neighbor who comes to my house or I go to them and we're just like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm here, I'm local. If you need me, here I am, right? Internally, externally, just to make you feel good about yourself. Because when you feel good about yourself, it shines from within. You look
that's
good.
Wonderful.
You glow. That's
right? Wonderful.
You look Kaloni.
You look Kaloni. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. We'll be using that word, I know now, and that we know that when you look Kaloni, you're not only looking beautiful, but you have a glow. So you have a glow right now. And I think our listeners are hearing that glow in your voice. And it's certainly you're someone that is a celebrity listening. Contact Dia, because she's looking to help you even further. And if you're someone that will be traveling to the Philadelphia area and like to find a local makeup artist that could help you for an event, she's available. It's a wonderful kind of profession, esthetician, they call it. In this case, it's a celebrity makeup artist that you can have even if you're not a celebrity. So I want to thank you, Dia, for coming to the Good Neighbor podcast today. Thank you for being a good neighbor business. Thank you for being a good mom. And thank you for all your cheerful, kind, uplifting words to people. Because some people will think makeup, to use makeup, to think I need makeup is something very vain. But in reality, if you can prepare yourself to go out feeling good about yourself, that glow is going to go with you. And you're proof of that because the glow has been with you here today. If someone wants to contact you, if you could give out the website one more time, let us know how we can get in touch with you.
Sure. My website is Kaloni Glow, KaloniGlow.com. And I'm on Instagram as well, which I need to be more proactive on it. It's DKY_makeup. And on my website, you can find my contact information, my telephone number, which I'm happy to share here as well. It's 484-433-3372. Once again, it's 484-433-3372. And I travel anywhere. I travel throughout the US to other countries. It's, you know, we can make it work. So I'm not just based in Philadelphia. I'm happy to go anywhere. And I'm Wonderful. Happy to meet whoever is interested.
Thank you so much for being our guest today on the program. And I'll be talking about you and people will be listening to this program. They'll be contacting you. Dia Karamatopoulos Yantzos. It was wonderful to get a chance to make your acquaintance here today on the Good Neighbor podcast. Thank you for being our guest and have a great season coming up in Easter, the Greek Easter coming up late this year, I think even in the 1st of June. But thank you for being our guest. Thank you, Dia. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me. This was exciting. It was fun. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor podcast hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gnpdelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.